102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 543.
Yeah, but so what, you just decided to ignore it?
Eventually.
It'll come back. Yeah, it'll rear its ugly head again.
Yeah, I always like the ignoring technique is good.
Yeah, we'll go into it. We'll go into the next. These pesky kids, they figure out a way to get under your skin. And yeah.
And well, I was being nice, too.
I'm sure you are.
Bastard.
No one's. Yeah, this has got nothing to do with you. It really doesn't.
Yeah, these kids.
Damn it.
Spoiled and unappreciative.
I blame the schools.
We'll talk about it next. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 547. Rain in 47 today. So Brett, our producer, had a, I guess, a situation with his son Friday afternoon where his son started calling him by his first name.
He's five. Did he do it to your wife, too?
No, not that I've seen. I was alone with him in the park. We were playing hockey and having a good time. We have a long day. So up for about 14 hours at that point, take him to the park in the afternoon.
He's being annoying.
And out of nowhere, he goes, "Hey, Brett, over here. Come here, Brett." I'm like, "You don't call your father by his first name, okay? It's Daddy, or and you call Mommy, Mommy." "Okay, Brett." "Brett, over here." Yeah.
"Listen, Dick."
"Come here, Brett."
Yeah.
So hey, I just ignored it. They did it a few more times.
Would have been funny. "Hey, Dick, pass the puck."
I know we're using a rubber puck now, but I have a real puck right here. That's about to go to your
head. That's the point at which you say things to make him cry.
Right. I can only imagine the backhand I got. If I could, "Hey, Joe," my phone, "What?" Whack. I wouldn't even got the O out of my mouth.
It would fun. I guess one technique, you could totally ignore him. If he says anything to you with Brett, you just totally, like, you can't hear him. And then eventually he gets the point.
I did, and it magically went away. I mean, I feel like I pay too much attention to him as far as, like, no, don't do this.
Right.
Then you stoke
it. Okay, this is taken away now. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. So I figured I tried the opposite, and it worked.
Next time you do, "Okay, what's my name?" And he says, "Brett," you just walk towards the car, start it up, and start driving away. And watch the look of terror fall.
"Daddy!
What's my name?"
"Daddy!
Oh, now I'm Daddy?
Daddy!
Get in the goddamn car!" Fix that kid's ass.
That could work.
Yeah, right.
All right, we'll try that.
Yeah. "Run faster, kid!"
Yeah. You roll on the window. "Come on, keep up.
Don't blame me because you can't catch the car. What's my name? What's my name?"
"Heisenberg!"
"No. You're goddamn right. That's right. Get in the car."